Neil Delamere's Sunday Best. Today
FM. Have you ever thought that you might secretly, or maybe not secretly, be a genius? Do you find IQ tests very, very easy? Maybe it's time to put those theories to the test. Irish Mensa are holding tests for new members over the next couple of months. Joining me in studio are two Mensans. That's what you call somebody. Well, that's probably among the names somebody calls you if you're in Mensa, to tell us all about Mensa. And they are Sheena Friel and Anthony Phelan. Hello to the two of you.
Hello, Neil. How are you?
Very, very well. I don't know where to start. I'll tell you what. I'll start with you, Sheena. Mensa, how long have you been a member, first of all?
I've been a member about 4 years, and I think that was after several years of kind of hemming and hawing about taking the test. But I eventually got the courage to take it about 4 years ago.
So did you think, when you said that, you thought, listen, I'm pretty clever. Did you do IQ tests in magazines and online to give you an initial kind of impetus? Or?
Yeah, I did. I suppose I was always kind of strong in school, but like, what's valued in childhood is not necessarily what's valued in adulthood. So, you know, it's great if you're 7 and reading at the level of a 15-year-old, but 27-year-old reading at the level of a 35-year-old is not going to get any stars or stickers for that, you know. So
you sound slightly embittered by that. I really asked for stars and got none.
I got none, but I think, so, like, as you get older, I think you don't necessarily have the, things don't come as easily, or you still have to learn stuff. So I think as an adult, I doubted my intelligence and wondered whether or not I would. So I think I was very confident in my intelligence as a child.
Right.
Less so as an adult, and I think,
and you're not,
I was worried that I wouldn't get in, yeah.
But depending on what the job you do, I suppose you're not subject to the same tests the way you're tested regularly through childhood. So you don't know. You don't know how where you stand in the general populace. And as you made the point, learning by rote, which is rewarded in school, is not necessarily anything to do with your IQ, you know. So you've been a member for 4 years, and then you plucked up the courage to do it. Anthony, is it a similar length of time for you? And did you go down the same path? Did you take a test at home first and then get properly tested, or what?
Yeah, well, I'm a member now since December 2015. And how that happened was, Neil, I was in a supermarket and I saw a set of Mensa puzzle cards there. So I got those and I done those at home. And they were quite good and entertaining. So I went on to the British Mensa website to do the free online test. And I got an email back from them saying that I'd done quite well and, you know, would I consider doing the full supervised test. So I had a look online. There was one coming up down in UCC. So I went down and I'd done that. And got a letter about 2 weeks later saying that I was eligible to join. So I joined and I'm here since now, and they haven't thrown me out yet. So
they haven't found you out yet.
No.
Imposter syndrome again. So that's what happens though. You do your own test and then they bring you and specifically monitor you, obviously, so you're not cheating and taking longer or anything like this. And once you do that supervised test, boom, you're in. And you have to have an IQ of?
Top 2%.
And do we have a figure for that, or is it just top 2%?
It depends on the test that you do.
Okay.
So you get, with the Mensa test, you get two tests. So there's a culture fair one that's all symbols and pictures and things and, you know, less language. And then there's a more language-based one. So if you get in the top 2% of either of those, you qualify for membership.
And is it all walks of life, all different races and colours and creeds and everything?
Yeah, there's definitely, I think, a real mix of people. You know, you have people that are unemployed, you have plumbers, you have electricians, up to, you know, people who are maybe doing, you know, solicitors, you have doctors. So there's a real mix of people involved in it. And yeah.
Well, I like about the two of you, she's clearly have very high IQs, but Anthony and Sheena just nodded to me on the radio. So obviously there's gaps in the IQ. So what happens, Anthony, what happens on a day-to-day basis in Mensa? I joked about you having your secret handshakes and all the rest, but what do you do?
Well, so the first thing when you join Mensa, the first thing you get every month is a very professionally produced magazine. It's very good now, and that contains things like articles, puzzles, news on, you know, upcoming activities, reports on previous activities, and, you know, there's very much a social emphasis running through it, Neil, as much as anything else. And, you know, members will gather together, meet up in restaurants for something to eat, take trips to places of interest. Like some of the activities we would have done recently would be, we went on a tour of the Hall Bowline Naval Base in Cove in Cork. We've done escape rooms.
Escape rooms. I'd say Mensa must tear through an escape room.
Tear through. I think we beat the record. We were one down in Cove, and I think we skipped a couple of steps inadvertently. We jumped a couple of steps and said nobody got out as quickly as we had.
So. This extremely geeky man going, I found all the problems with your escape room, and I've built you a new model.
And do you tell people that you're in Mensa? And how do they react if you do?
I definitely don't use it as an opener. I think I'm worried that people will think you're a bit of a Sheldon Cooper. I think that there's that kind of perception and maybe misconception about it. So my friends would know, and people who'd know me would probably know, and more people will know after today. But typically.
I suppose what happens if you do tell somebody, Anthony, is that you actually leave yourself open to what I did to you there, joking. If you make any mistake at all, like you forget to buy milk and your missus or your whoever goes, so you have to be careful who you tell, I suppose.
Absolutely. And you know, there's a good friend of mine now down in Waterford, and he always reminds me that I had trouble kind of putting back together a golf buggy there at one stage. It took me quite a bit of time, a golf cart.
Yeah.
And he never lets me forget that, so.
Yeah. Did you use it as Irish people do, use it as a weapon against you? Is it what you expected?
I don't know what I expected, because the only thing I had ever heard about Mensa was growing up that there was a man that my mother used to call if she got stuck on the crossword. And he was really, like, he always, no matter how hard it was, he knew the answer. So I think I thought it was a group of people that were just really good at crosswords for a long time. And he was the only person I'd ever heard of being in Mensa prior to that. So it was really this kind of secretive, like, mysterious thing before. So no, it's not what I thought it was. It's a lot more social and a lot more fun.
Do you ever meet people, so you don't know other people's IQs? There isn't a leaderboard in Mensa headquarters anywhere, is there?
No, hopefully not.
Okay, and much is it, by the way? You have to pay a membership fee, I assume.
I think 60 something. Yes.
Quiddy, 60 quid a year, yeah, for all these kind of activities and all the rest. So you don't know anybody else's IQ in there, no?
No.
Do you ever meet anybody in Mensa and chat to them for a while and then after about 10 minutes go, how did that fella get in? Have you ever had that? Because if you haven't, you might be the person.
But there's such a diverse group of people there, Neil. And I think, you know, if you had a group of maybe 10, 20 Mensans in one room and just had another random group of 10, 20 people, you'd really struggle to
tell
determine
the difference.
Which group is which. You really would.
Despite head measurements and all that sort of stuff. There's no age limit, is there? Or is there?
No, you have to be 10 and a half to take the official Mensa test. But below that, like, people, you have younger members, but they'd have to get their IQ verified by a psychologist or get it through a different means of assessment.
Got a 10 and a half year old to get out the smallest part of the escape room. That'd be quite handy, I would imagine. The IQ tests that you do, I assume they're not emotional intelligence. That's which obviously is extremely valid in certain circumstances, but it's more. I don't know if it's more difficult to measure, but I know Mensa doesn't measure this in the same way. Is this the IQ test that I would associate with sort of the verbal stuff, maths, and also the bit that I always used to hate, which is if this shape is turned 400 degrees, what shape is it now? Is that the stuff you're testing?
Yes, it's that kind of logical reasoning and rationalisation, and so. Say there's the two parts. You have the language based test, and then you have very much that. Yeah, if this shape turns three times and flips backwards, what shape will it be?
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Does love blossom in Mensa? Are there Mensa members who get married to one another?
Yeah, I think that has happened in the past. Absolutely.
Yeah. it's what goes on in Mensa stays in Mensa. It's
like there definitely have been Mensa couples, but
it's like Las Vegas, this. Well, if you think that you are bright enough and your IQ is high enough, which is basically top 2%, yes. So I assume then it changes every so often, you know.
Yeah.
Ireland has one of the, if you think that, you can go and take one of these tests. I believe it has 840 members, and if all of Ireland was tested, we'd have 100,000 members, but it does have one of the highest proportions of Mensa members per capita in the world, so we're a fairly clever group of people, which we like to tell ourselves. Dublin and Limerick on the 17th of February, the upcoming tests. Cork on the 3rd of March, and Arklow on the 24th of March, and you can check out mensa.ie for full details. Why is it called Mensa?
It means table, Anthony. If you the full, it's Latin for table.
Table in Latin.
I think it's to do with the round table and meeting of minds.
Yeah, something like that. There are various different acronyms on the internet that are not necessarily as pleasant. massive egos need something attention or something like that, which I'm sure you've all had and have laughed over. So check out those particular tests. Sounds very, very interesting. A club that I probably wouldn't be allowed to let be in. My thanks to Anthony and Sheena. Yeah, don't let anybody in.
Neil Delamere's Sunday Best. Today FM.